The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Well, now, we have been talking about COVID and about PCR tests and how slow they are before you get results and then how expensive they are. And people are beginning to turn to a different system. They're saying test and trace, too slow, too cumbersome, too expensive. So let's maybe try something else. Well, a company called Mexicare has developed a test which is getting traction in Germany. And a board member of Mexicare, Knut Butzinger, is on the line. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Can you tell us exactly what your company has developed?
Well, actually, a few months ago, we developed an antibody test. Maybe I take a step back. Mexicare and our team have about 35 years of experience in the development of IVDs. And, you know, sometimes it's funny how things are intertwined and come to full circle. The actual predecessor company of Mexicare, Biomar, a German company, used to be the partner of Quidel Corporation, who I worked for back in the 80s, developing the first finger prick allergy test. Well, Quidel then years later moved me back to Germany as the head of Germany and then Europe, and we developed the first influenza test together with Glaxo. Glaxo approached Quidel because Glaxo had developed Relenza, a medicine, the first one. Later on, Roche followed with Tamiflu, and Quidel developed the first rapid diagnostics for influenza. So I've been personally involved in similar diseases and fought for rapid testing on influenza for many years. Well, fast forward, and actually then later on, Mexicare was acquired, or the Biomar was acquired to become Mexicare and became a supplier for Stada, Octavis, Buren, large pharma companies, but also parapharmacy chains like Rossmann. And so the team here saw what was happening in the world, and we initially figured the antibody test, the development of an antibody test, would be most helpful because it has several advantages over the antigen test, or, you know, if you compare it to PCR, also it has advantages. And that's when we got started back in January, February. And from the outset, we wanted to make sure we have the most validated test, because obviously we're lucky in Germany to have a pretty broad laboratory testing infrastructure. However, you know, it's also a big business, and the big laboratory companies always kind of put down the rapid tests a little bit and say they're not safe or not sensitive or not specific enough.
Now, two things. You claim that the test can detect whether or not you have had COVID-19, and therefore the antibodies are showing that you've had a response. But if you've recently been infected and your antibodies haven't kicked in, will your test tell you anything?
Well, actually, we have two tests. We also developed an antigen test. And the antigen test is kind of the test that does the same job as a PCR, just on a rapid test platform, so you don't have to send the testing in to a laboratory and you may have to wait several days. And of course, also the laboratory tests usually are pretty expensive. So it's not an either or PCR or antigen test, but it's a complementation. You actually need both. You need all three. You need the laboratory platform because it's the most sensitive. You need the rapid antigen test because it, you know, you can use it just slightly after the laboratory platform, but it's a point of care test that only takes 10, 15 minutes. But it only works, it only tells you if you had the virus. It doesn't really tell you anything where you are in the progression of the disease. And that's where the beauty of an antibody test comes, because we measure two type of antibodies, and we measure IgM and IgG. IgM comes about approximately with the onset of the symptoms and peaks after about 7 days. At that time, the IgG comes in. And that's kind of like the IgM is like the police that says, hey, there is something wrong. And the IgG is kind of like the military that then has the charter of eradicating the virus. Hmm. And by having both on one rapid test, you know, if I only have IgM, I've been exposed, I'm infectious. So, of course, you know, you can infect others. If you have IgM and IgG, you're at a later stage of the disease and you're still infectious. And then comes the real beauty. When you only have IgG left and no IgM, you know that you're clear. So if you work in an elderly care environment, in a hospital, occupational health, you know when to go back again. And also the IgG usually tells you that you are immunized. We still have to learn a lot about the virus. We don't know how long
it's going to last, that immunity, but certainly the antibodies bestow a certain immunity. It could be like the flu, seasonal, maybe give you 3 months. You don't get the flu twice in the same year, that kind of thing. But the question is, how would this be deployed? I mean, take a workplace or a school or a college, university. How would you use this test and who would administer it? Does it require trained medical personnel?
Exactly, yeah. Well, it depends from country to country, and we are really in a dynamic environment. I just heard this morning that Switzerland and Italy now wants to allow actually personal testing. Now, we develop two types of tests. One is called a professional test, like, for instance, the test that we're talking about currently. But we also develop over-the-counter tests. And we have customers like Osman is a big parapharmacy chain where we develop like a sperm test or, you know, other tests like pregnancy tests. It's a different regulatory process. And we actually have one in the development. But we came out with a professional test first, and that's currently legal in Germany. There is also talk that pharmacists can do the testing. Any professional staff currently can do the testing. However, usually the diagnosis is up to a doctor. But again, it varies from country to country. And because of this huge crisis, you'll see changes most likely occurring very rapidly.
So if, for example, a company decides they wanted to deploy this test with their workforce and they employed a qualified nurse or doctor to administer the test, how long does it take after the test before you have a result? And if it turns out you've only got IgG, you go into work. And if you've got a mixture of the two, you go home and isolate. Or if you've only got the first, you go to your doctor.
Well, and again, this is being, right now, we got a change in the German government, for example, where our health ministry just allowed all and recommends for all the tests to be done in a professional setting. And they want, in particular, the testing to be done in elderly care facilities, hospitals, clinics, even in child care. And so a test currently has to be administered by a trained professional, a nurse, and they would use the test. Currently, the German government only reimburses the antigen test. So you only know whether you have an active infection, but you can do that test fairly rapidly. I mean, it's a very sensitive procedure. So soon after you've been exposed, it's you can use it nearly as soon as a PCR test. So that's the current status in Germany.
But this new test, which will demonstrate that you have been infected and perhaps that you now have an antibody response that will protect you and render you immune, at least for a period, do you think you'll see that deployed in a widespread way? And how much would it cost per person, per test, to do it?
We actually think you'll see both, because the antigen test has the benefit that you can use it very early. However, just like PCR, it has a large disadvantage in the sample that you have to take. You have to take a swab, a nasal swab. And actually, Johns Hopkins University and the New England Journal of Medicine published data where if you do the test on the onset of symptoms, you have a high false negative rate, but not because of the testing itself. It's because of the swab. If you take a swab and it doesn't really hurt you, kind of, you most likely didn't go as far up or down as you should have.
Yeah.
And that's inherent. And, of course, both the PCR testing and the rapid diagnostics testing, use a swab. So if you were to use this and you still, you know, you will get a lot of patients and you will get a lot of positives. But if you were to take then 5 to 7 days later another blood test, which is much easier to administer and then also has high sensitivity if you just take it a few days later, you could really have a complementary and well-rounded and complete testing system that gives you the utmost of security and the most valuable information, especially as, you know, as you hit that exponential growth rate. Firmly believe there is no other way to get this under control unless you combine PCR testing with various types of rapid tests. And We see countries understand that.
Well, they're coming to a slow understanding of that here as well. Knut Butzinger, board member of Mexicare, thank you very much for joining us and pointing perhaps to the way things are going to work in the future, given that testing and tracing and so on is so cumbersome, so expensive, and perhaps so inefficient.